love for us, and that you allowed nothing, nothing to go unused for your glory. Father, if we would just choose, make that decision to walk in faith, to walk in the presence of the King of Kings, we will experience life, real life, eternal life. So Father, I pray your Spirit walk freedom in our church today. Father, I pray you have freedom in our hearts this morning. We desire to experience you. When we come before you, we have no other choice to be humbled and bow down and on our knees before the King, for the Lord, for Jesus. I pray that we humble ourselves this morning. Father, we pray more than anything else that you are glorified, that your name is praised, your kingdom is advanced, your kingdom is expanding, lives are radically transformed with the power of the gospel. Lord, it is to celebrate the King. Father, I pray that right to you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 21. John chapter 21, I don't know if you realize or not, this morning is Palm Sunday. It's a great time, it's a celebrating time. So in your bulletins you have this white piece of paper with writing on front and back. On one side it's a scriptural guide to the events of the Holy Week that we are hearing in today. And so if you desire to read where Christ was within the day, somewhere unknown that we know today is Palm Sunday, so you can read the passages that represent Sunday. Monday is pretty concrete. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is a little bit of a guess. We kind of use theological assumptions at that point in time to kind of figure out where he was in the week. And so, this is the week of Christ, and so I pray that you utilize that, read through that scripture guide, and then pray. There's a prayer guide, and just ways to be able to pray for the body, ways to pray for the community, ways to pray for those that are lost around you, those that don't go to church, and pray for God to be glorified. It's an exciting time to be in the house, excited to be a part of the family of God, and know that what he has in store for us is far greater than anything we could ever experience. I was informed this morning that I did not realize, but it was 2 years ago today. Actually, it was a little bit more than 2 years ago today. I get a phone call from Mr. Ralph Spees harassing me, wanting to know if I was going to be preaching in the pulpit that I was preaching in that particular week. And I figured, I hope I am. And so we visited and had a search team from some pulpit come and hear me preach. And so, Dewey told my wife that, and she just looked at him and told him that he radically transformed our lives from that point on. Once you meet Dewey, you're never the same. And so, we're so very, very grateful, just very, very grateful for this church and this family and just what it is to be a part of life with you. It's an exciting time. Turn to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. You know, as a human, I'm praying that everyone in here today is a human. As a human, there is no off switch, is there? But as soon as you think you have a moment of relaxation, of breath, and just getting away from it all, it just comes flooding back in an instant. There is no turning it completely off where you don't have to do anything at all, because we all have flesh. We all have the world, we all have the enemy, we all have stuff going on at any given moment. And it's just all around us all the time. And so it's every single thing that comes our way. It does have a purpose. It does have a meaning. It does have a reason for existing in our lives. So very often we just allow the vast majority of it to fly right over our heads. And we don't pay attention. We plan things. We hope and desire that life is going to work out in a certain Jesus, John uses words and vocabulary that is very rare in the New Testament, very rare for John in general. And so I want to walk through this and listen to the details that he lays out for us to see that Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. It's not our future. It's not our hope. It's not our job. It's not our family. It's not wages. It's not money. It's nothing else. It's Jesus and Jesus alone. And John makes the picture so clean and clear that we can't leave it without understanding that it is Jesus Christ who redeems mankind. So if you would you stand and reread a handful of verses in John chapter 21? We stand to honor the word of God because it is his words and not man. John chapter 21, verse 1 says, more